This is Mythical.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hey, everybody, this is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with my son Link from Good Mythical Morning. It's good to be back with y'all. Hey, son, how you doing?
I'm doing great, as Tony the Tiger would say, great, Dad. It's good to see you. That mullet's still looking good.
Oh, I went and got it cut this morning so it'd be fresh looking.
And I like how it's really touching the your shoulders now.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So you got it cut this morning, but you did not get the mullet, the back curtain cut.
Oh, no, I didn't get the back cut.
That's good. I don't know if you noticed, maybe take a look at my hair. I recently had a haircut. You see this? I just couldn't resist. I had to maybe start to flirt with the mullet myself, Dad. What do you think?
Yeah.
Look at this.
I think it looks pretty darn good. Yeah.
See it? I can feather it out for you so you can really see it.
Oh, I see it. I see it. Yeah.
Christy absolutely loves it.
Nancy liked mine when I come in the door, too. So that's the main thing.
Well, I was actually being a little facetious, Dad.
Oh, well, Nancy did like ours. Mine. Yeah.
But I just, it's just fun. It's a fun thing. And I'm like, if I'm going to push you to mulletize and you've gone all in on it, I could at least flirt with the mullet as a sign of solidarity.
That would be, yeah.
You're just inspiring me once again, Dad, to up my hair game. So that's what I'm doing. Got a little bit of that mullet. If Christy's not happy, you better be doubly happy.
I'm doubly happy. I like it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's so much new today. Like I mean, what's that behind you?
Well, I gotta ask, you notice anything behind me here?
Exactly. Yeah. It looks like you're standing on top of a water tower overlooking Myrtle Beach. Is that what that is?
I'm gonna move over and let you see.
Oh, you're right there on the dune.
That's right. Yeah, we filming from the beach.
What is it? Is it a painting?
Oh yes, it's on one of them canvas things. It's 5 foot long and about 4 foot tall or something like that. So you can't see anything in this room. But
did you paint it?
But oh no, no. So hey, that was Logan and some of your people that took care of all that. I didn't paint.
See, you're doing what I do. You just come up with ideas and just start pointing
and
just like throwing opinions out. That's good, Dad. That's right. That's the way to do it. Yeah, leave the heavy lifting to
others.
Turned
out great. Hey, the next time we might turn it around. It's got a beautiful sunset on the back of it.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I love that. It's like you're right there on the beach. We might have to start putting in some seagull sounds.
Yeah.
All right. I love it. You're totally, literally in your element. Now, giving me a dispatch from the beach. So what you want to talk about? What you want to do?
Well, we got several things we can talk about, but you know, me and Nancy's been on a trip up to
yes, you're back from Connecticut.
Vermont. Yeah.
Hold on. I thought it was Connecticut.
No.
You said, for my birthday, I want to go to Connecticut.
And I thought it was Vermont. Hey, listen, we went to the Northeast, but we went to Vermont, and we went to Montreal, Canada, and then we turned around and went to Niagara Falls.
So you were never planning to go to Connecticut?
I don't think so.
No, you did think so. Is it? That's what you told me.
No, I don't think so. We may have to get the tape out and look at that again just to make sure that that.
I think we might.
Do that.
Roll the tape, Logan.
I think we get back on my birthday, but we're going to Connecticut for a week and going up there sightseeing.
It was Connecticut, Dad. Man, so now.
Whatever. But we
don't you, hey, don't you whatever me. That, man, that makes my blood boil. Don't you? I'm right. It's like, that's what Christy will do that to me. When I'm right, I know I'm right about something. And then she's like, well, whatever. I'm like, no, it's not whatever. It's you're right. And I was wrong.
Well, the only thing is, I didn't go to Connecticut. I went to Vermont, so whatever. It was Northeast. Hey, it was some beautiful country up there.
So, see, okay. So I want to hear all about that. But let me just tell you, I also want to talk to you about, I can tell you about my birthday because I know I was going to tell you about that. And then Lincoln graduated from high school. And I want to talk about that. And then I guess that'll be plenty. Is there any other update? Any other thing you want to know about? Any other thing you want to share?
Oh yeah, Lanky, is that a string hanging out from your shirt on your arm, or you getting a tattoo or something?
yeah, it's a string. Check it out. Look at this. Look at that, Dad. It's just, look at that string going up my arm. What do you think, Dad?
It's all up there on your shoulder and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Christy and I collaborated on a tattoo design, and it's a plant. It's a house plant tattoo. Pretty cool, huh? What you think?
So you got to go back and get the colors put in it and all that stuff.
Yeah, a number of these plants are in our house, and you know how much Christy loves houseplants.
Oh yeah, it's like Nance.
So I was like, I really wanted to start on a sleeve, but I unlike the mullet, which can go away, what I'm told is that this doesn't go away.
No, that don't go away.
So I wanted to make sure that Christy and I were both excited about whatever I did. So I was like, let's do something we both love. I love you, and I love your love for houseplants, and I love what it does for our vibe at home. And so then she was excited about it. So it was like a fun little project for us. And then it took 6 hours just to do the outline. And then I'm going to go back in July and do the, fill parts of it in different ways. So I'm pretty excited about it. And then I've still got some room here for some other stuff.
Okay.
Did you ever think that I would be doing this? Getting this much of a tattoo?
It doesn't really surprise me. I mean, with all the stuff that you've done in your life and all the way your and Rhett's show's gone and everything, it really don't surprise me that you got one, but
nothing surprises you.
But I'm not getting a tattoo. We ain't going there.
Oh, that's what you thought that was coming next. All right, no.
I'm just going to get that out of the bag right to start with.
What if we got matching? We could get something little and matching. Just think about it. Something little and matching. You know, like for a friendship father-son tattoo thing. Oh, you know, I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Well, I like you
throwing it,
cutting me off at the pass.
That ain't gonna work as well as the mullet. So, We'll just you just keep on me about it, and then we'll see what happens.
And then you know I'm going to.
Oh yeah.
Hey, I didn't even have that idea until you told me that you didn't want to do it.
Don't tell me that didn't run through your mind. That was more be the next thing coming up.
Okay, that's true. That's true. So tell me all about Connecticut.
Well, wherever we went, it was nice and a lot of mountains and green trees. And
but you drove there.
Drove.
And how far are you driving?
Just up there was 926 miles.
Okay.
So the day we left, we drove up through and went to Pennsylvania, and we went to Gettysburg and stayed there about 3 hours and looked around at all that history up there. And then we drove part of the way and got a motel room. And then the next day we drove all the way on Saturday to Smuggler's Resort in Vermont.
I like how you say Vermont, Dad. Vermont. You got to emphasize Vermont. The ver. Is that Vermont. How they say it up there? Welcome to Vermont.
No, I think they said Vermont.
Right. They emphasize the Mont, I think. But yeah. don't you do it.
We went and tried to walk up the highest mountain in Vermont, and we made it halfway. Because we made it about 2 miles and 3/10, and it was still 2 miles. And, you know, Nancy'd had her surgery, and I was tired. And good God, Link, I ain't never seen like the biggest mosquitoes in all my life.
Really?
About halfway up the mountain, they was about to eat us up when we got out of the pickups. But we didn't make it all the way, so we come on back down the mountain, and then we had to go home and rest some.
Well, I mean, you have these ambitious ideas. Why? Like Nancy had her gallbladder removed.
But 3 weeks before that. Yep.
And you gotta, well, I love how adventurous you two are. But you know your limits by reaching your limit. And just as long as you're safe. Like, I don't want you having to tumble down a mountain. I don't want any airlift stories. It's not worth it. I'm going on record. I don't want to hear about you being airlifted off of anything.
Oh, no, I don't want to be airlifted off of. You ain't got to worry about that. I ain't gonna, unless something happens somewhere else. But
did you take Gypsy, your dog?
Yep, took Gypsy with us.
So it's beautiful up there.
We stopped at a hamburger and hot dog joint. Logan, I can't remember the name of it, but you probably got that picture.
Yeah, I'll put the picture
up. But we stopped there, and I got out of the pickup, and I was probably 20 yards from where you walk up and order and where you park at.
Uh-huh.
And when I walked up to place my order, this guy named Jimmy said, I didn't have a shirt on or nothing. He says, I know who you are and I watch your podcast all the time.
Yes.
And he said, I saw you when you got out of the truck and knew who you were. He said, I'm going to take care of you. And he did.
Isn't it wild? I mean, it's just, does it still hit you? And it's just like, you're just going on a trip. You show up for gas anywhere. You could be in Canada. You could be, I don't know where, you could be at a hot dog stand in the middle of nowhere. And like, somebody's going to recognize you. That's wild, isn't it?
And then there was a girl sitting there with her children. I forgot to tell Logan this, but a girl sitting there with her children. And I really think she thought I was you. Because all she would talk about was Good Mythical Morning. And
it's like, man, he's a little, that's definitely him, but he's a little older in person, man. They must do some sort of.
But anyway, she just carried on.
Aging.
And when we were getting ready to leave, she come running out to the pickup and she said, can I roll the roulette wheel with you and take a picture? And I said, oh yeah, go ahead.
So okay. Yeah.
I didn't ever say, well, you know, I'm Link's dad or nothing. I just, I just went with the flow. Let her have a have her moment in time with, you know.
You think she thought you were me? I just don't. I don't know how to respond to that. But okay, yeah, I'm with you on this. We're twins, man.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't see how she thought it either.
Especially, look at this. Look at this. What kind of twins we do look like? I mean, take the classes.
We kind of favor a little bit.
We do kind of favor a little bit. Yeah.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Care about your grooming as much as me and Link do? Unleash your legendary style with Mythical's line of grooming and personal care products. The collection features items from the hair on your face, hair on your head, and for everything else. Available now at amazon.com/mythical.
So take me through the next step in the trip. I don't want to miss anything here. What
we went to, and that the next we went to Montreal, and just to go up there for the day, and just to see how we had seen Hoda and Jenna on TV when it was real cold up there in the snow. So I said, "Well, we'll go up there," and we parked the pickup in a. And I thought we even asked somebody because all the signs are in French, and I don't speak French.
Oh.
And we
voulez-vous coucher?
We parked there
avec Nancy.
And I don't know what that avec Nancy.
Just say oui oui.
Oui 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 oui.
Yeah. There you go. Je mange les haricots verts. Avec Nancy?
Oui, oui.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. Continue.
So we went and got something to eat, and I thought, well, it said you could park here for at least for 2 hours. Well, when I come walking back toward the pickup, I could see it. There was a ticket on my windshield.
Yep.
And I couldn't, you know how, you know, years ago I'm prone to get a ticket somewhere. I used to be.
Yeah.
I ain't had. But I got there, and then where the sign was at, and then there was a sign behind it, and it was a place for the bus to pull up and pick up people. So I got a $175 ticket for parking where I wasn't supposed to.
Ooh, that hurts.
So we turned around and came back to where we were staying and stayed there. But we packed up that night to get ready to leave the next morning to go to Niagara Falls.
Christy and I have been in Niagara Falls. We went to, there was like a YouTube conference in Toronto, and then we drove down. That was a beautiful drive, driving down. So we came down on the Canadian side and saw the falls, which they say is the prettier side. What was your experience like from the, I mean, because you went back up from the American side, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't think it could be any prettier because we were in the federal park.
Uh-huh.
That they've got a federal park there, and it's been redone, and it's beautiful. And I don't see how, because, I mean, if you do like we did and get on the boat called the Maid of the Mist,
yes,
and ride up the falls and get in the where the water's all blowing on you and everything.
We did that too. I'm so glad you did that. Isn't it crazy? I mean,
oh man,
because you're down in it, and then you feel like, oh, are we gonna keep going closer?
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, they go pretty close to the falls.
Oh, they drove up in them with us. I'm telling you. I mean, you couldn't even see the falls for all the mist and
right.
all the water coming down. And
did you find my sunglasses? Because I lost my big green sunglasses there in the water.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you'd lost them. But I don't think it'd have done any good to try to have found them because, man.
If you did, that'd have been something. That really would have been something.
960 million gallons of water a minute coming over the falls.
Oh, you got taught something.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was. Hey, I mean, you know, it's just like when you look at a picture about something,
right?
You think it's pretty, but it just does away with all of that when you go see it in person. So I'd recommend anybody to go to Niagara Falls.
Me
and
too.
If you don't want to go into Canada, you can. I mean, it's just as good to stay on the United States side where if you don't have a passport to go over there or something. So it was beautiful, but we were walking up Link and going to the falls to the Maid of the Mist, and I had a Good Mythical Morning sweatshirt on.
Uh-huh.
And there was
good
a
work.
Girl. We were going early, and a girl looked, and she said, I know who you are, and I know who your son is. I watch your podcast and watch Good Mythical Morning.
Yes.
And I said, well, I really need some help. And I said, can you help me? Because they were doing a bunch of construction and stuff up there. And she said, she told us how to get down to the Maid of the Mist. And if we'd hurry, we'd probably get on the first boat. And Lord, we were on the first boat that went out. And there weren't near as many people on it as we watched later on.
Mm-hmm.
It was packed where you couldn't even move. So we were really fortunate to get on that one, and we could walk around, take pictures, and not near as many people on it. So
you got a Myrtle Beast tour guide assistance for free.
Oh yeah,
that's good.
For
that's
free.
That's a perk right there. That's a perk.
Yeah,
I love it. What? So after that, where did you go?
Then I did something you had absolutely wouldn't want to do. We left Niagara Falls at 7:10.
Okay.
And I pulled in Siler City, North Carolina at 9:15 that night.
Ooh, gross, Dad. You drove what? How many hours is that?
Well, it was about 15 hours, so I drove about 13 and a half hours.
Well, how much of it did Nancy drive?
None.
I mean,
she was the one looking, keeping on the phone, making sure and telling me where to turn, where to go, all that.
She's a navigator. I mean, even if you're driving like an 18-wheeler professionally, they don't...
Can't drive that long.
They won't let you drive that long.
No. 10 hours is the max.
So again, you're pushing your limits too. I mean, how did you feel driving that far? I mean... God.
Oh, I was pretty tired.
Well, I'm so glad that you had an amazing trip. That's awesome, you know? And maybe one day you'll make it to the fabled land of Connecticut.
Connecticut. Yeah.
Wow. That would be amazing. You'll get there one day, Dad. Don't worry. Don't worry, Dad. You'll make it.
So we've talked about me and mine and Nancy's trip. How was your birthday?
Birthday was great. On my birthday, we got some barbecue with the family. And let's see. And then the following Friday, we went out and threw axes with like a group of our friends. And none of them had done it. Have you ever thrown axes recreationally?
No, there's some places down here that's done it. I've seen them.
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to LA Axe. It's down here in the valley, so it wasn't that far from us. And they're the ones that we Rhett and I throw axes on the show occasionally. So they're the ones that we work with to like hook us up with getting our own custom axes and stuff. So when we went in there, they taught everybody how to throw an axe, and then they like did a tournament. And who do you think won the tournament of axe throwing?
My son.
The birthday boy. Uh-huh. I think many people would be surprised that I was allowed to handle sharp objects in a public place, not to mention a bar. They only let you have two drinks, though.
Okay.
And then because I won, I got to throw this big, like this long axe. And that was like, that was probably the most satisfying thing of my birthday.
Oh, man.
I've got some footage of it.
Well, that's good.
You know, we can put it in the edit and you can just act like you saw it.
Okay.
So here it is. And then you act like you saw it. And now, what's your reaction?
Man, that was good, Link. I mean, that's pretty amazing. You throw that big axe. I understand you throwing a small one, but that's pretty darn good. You could stick that big one in there, too.
Yeah, you can say that again, Dad. And you can only say that because you saw the footage, right?
That's right.
Exactly right. We would never lie to our viewers and our listeners. Myrtle Beasts, we're always forthright with you. But I mean, it was that, and then it was Lincoln's graduation. You know, yesterday that as of the recording of this, it was just I'm fresh off the heels of celebrating his graduation, getting his diploma at his high school. There were 630 graduating seniors, 630 names going across that stage. And they didn't even start calling names until an hour into the proceedings. Like, you know, everybody had to give their speech and, you know, all this type of stuff. But I'm, super proud of him. He's a good boy. And he was so excited. And he earned it.
Oh, yeah.
But there's this one thing about the ceremony that really stuck in my craw. We got there, the thing started at 5:30, because there's so many people. We got there right when the gates opened at 4 o'clock. We got there at 4 o'clock. We waited in line before the gate opened, and then we went in there so that we could get good seats so we'd have a vantage point. We were like three rows back behind the graduates, so we'd have a nice vantage point of stage. We were right there on the aisle, so even if there's, because it's flat on the football field, if there was anybody blocking, like we could kind of look through the down the aisle and see him graduating. And then when it finally got to the point where they started calling out everybody's names and giving them their diplomas, people started walking up the aisle to my right, like where people would, you know, and then more parents with their phones. And I would say it was like an 8 foot wide aisle. And then it just became full of standing parents with their phones, like holding it above their head, trying to video and photograph the whole thing. Now, I looked in the program, and there was a QR code, and it said, you scan this QR code, and you'll have access to the professional photos that are being taken of your graduate, like, as they're going on stage. And everybody has this program. You're given the program when you come in. And they're all standing there blocking the view of everybody who waited for an hour and a half to even get in there and get a good seat. And let me tell you this, a lot of people were getting upset. And it dawned on me, oh, now this is going to be for me. This is going to be me watching people get upset. Because I'm not going to be the one this time who gets upset. Because typically, I'm the one who would be like, oh, my blood was boiling. But I'm happy to report that the one who exploded. But some other people did. Sit down! Take a knee! Get out! You didn't, we waited to get a good seat. You didn't. I mean, it's like, rightfully so, parents are waiting. This is the culmination of their child's, everything they've invested to this point, you know? And then you get there early because it matters to you. And it's blocked by these people who are just coming up. There's no class. It's so inconsiderate. For what? A really shitty, extremely far video or photo of nothing. I could see what was on the screens. And it was,
and all they had to do was download that thing.
Exactly.
Where they could see it good.
And
yeah.
And they would get, and if you ask them to, hey, take a knee or what, go back to your seat, they would turn and they were angry. These people were angry. It was like, one guy was like, this is my sister graduating. I was like, okay, this is my son graduating. You know, it's like, it's just the amount of people who just didn't, I don't understand it, Dad. If this is a big moment, I just don't know what they're thinking. This is a big moment. Therefore, I have to capture it. My role as a parent or a guardian or whatever is to capture this moment in the shittiest way possible because I'm in no way qualified or close enough to actually
get a picture
in a compelling way. But that doesn't enter their minds.
Yeah.
This is a milestone moment, so my job is to capture it on a camera. But then they're not even watching it. That whole cliche of like, are you at the concert or are you documenting the concert? You know, it's disturbing to me that people just don't take a beat and think about how pointless what they're doing is. And then, and that's not even consider the other people. That you're blocking even their view of it, that you can get a shot that you will never get anything out of. It's ridiculous, and it made everybody so mad.
Oh yeah,
and then it was just like there were people in tears, Dad, because they couldn't see. I mean, it was like. So what was in it, like, I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to, 630 people, this is going to take a long time. This is going to be boring. Became exciting until it became frustrating and sad. And it's just, it just really made me down on humanity. It really did. It really did. You shouldn't, it was like, well, the people should have planned better. And they should have come in and they shouldn't allow this to happen. Well, it's like, you know, people need to just do better. People need to do better. And they need to be smarter. Engage your brain and be considerate. Damn it. I saw Lincoln go across the stage, but I almost didn't. Christy saw him go across the stage, but then you walk down the middle of the stage and like she couldn't see that. And there were people behind us who were trying to get a photo from their seat. And then, which is still pointless, but I heard them talking and they were like, well, the moment I took the picture, somebody stood up with a balloon in front of me. There's people walking down to the front with balloons and their phone. Like I got balloons, like three balloons above my head and a phone. And I've walked up here passing hundreds of people, not thinking at all about the impact I'm having on them. It was just It was sad, Dad. It was sad. And I just needed to get it out.
Well, we might ought to leave this alone now, because if some of them people watch Good Mythical Morning, they probably ain't going to be watching it after you ranting and raving. Like,
you know what? Screw you. You inconsiderate, thoughtless. I hope your kid graduates and does better than you. And doesn't. That's my message. And don't watch me anymore. How's that, Dad?
Okay.
I'm so proud of my son, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's the main thing. He was handsome in his cap and gown. Christy sent us a picture of it.
Again, I'm so flustered right now. I've worked myself into a tizzy. Oh, man, I need to breathe.
All right, Link, you know what? You just breathe and come on back down and get calm again.
Thank you, Dad.
And just think about the good things about Lincoln graduating. And we're going to finish this episode. And dispatching people.
Myrtle Beast.
Come on back in 2 weeks and see another episode. And I hope you enjoyed this one, where we just kind of went random this week and talked about all the stuff we'd been doing. And so come on back and see us. And if you got a question for us, just send it in to ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com. So I'm glad we got to spend this time together, Link. And I missed you. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Love you.
Love you too.